This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your series with the Pistons continues.
We hit the two-minute mark.
Cunningham not looking to run shot clock.
Cunningham's floater is good.
I guess not when you know you can make it.
And it's up to six. Brunson and Harden both going to the sideline. But the clock now under 2 minutes. Knicks down six.
Yeah, at that point, they were trailing 101-95. Wound up losing 106-103. Breen and Clyde on MSG as the Pistons have forced this thing back to Detroit for a game six. Cade Cunningham, the bucket there. He had 24 on the night with 8 rebounds and 8 assists. Now, you also heard Mike say there that Brunson and Hart going back to the scorer's table. That's because they both came out of the game a little banged up, nicked up, injured, whatever. So much going into trying to get them back into the game, yet they sat there as play went on. Here was Coach Thibodeau.
Time, score, penalty, timeouts, all of the above. What's happening in the game? You feel like the next possession, we'll put it away. There's a lot that goes into it.
But the clock didn't stop until they finally did call timeout with 27 seconds to go. In terms of this game, here's Hart, who says we need to play 48 minutes and not just in spurts.
We go in the halftime with a lead, and then, you know, we go into the fourth quarter down. So we got to figure that out. We got to come out of halftime more aggressive and, you know, punch first.
How many baskets did they have in the paint, the Detroit? That's the question.
Points in the paint?
Points in the paint. You could check that for me, or maybe, Al, you could check points in the paint.
I feel like both teams, though, really.
Yeah, but there's a hole in the Knick defense. There's something going on where there's just too many easy baskets underneath the basket.
Seems fair. Now, this series has been the road team has played quite well. Here was J.B. Bickerstaff. Why has that been the case, specifically for your team?
Our guys, as crazy as it sounds, like, they feed off of it, right? Like, they feed off the energy of the opponent's crowd. They embrace the chaos, and they're comfortable there. And not everybody is that way.
Yeah, well, his team is. And so, now, that said, they lost their two games at home, so it's very, very possible that the Knicks will go wrap things up in Game 6, which will be tomorrow night. In Detroit, in the loss, Jalen Brunson, 16 points on 4 of 16 shooting. Karl-Anthony Towns, 17 on 5 of 14 shooting. So you certainly would hope for better there.
So I got I asked Grok how many points the Detroit Pistons had in the paint last night. 48 points.
What did the Knicks have?
I got to go back to Grok.
Right, well, you're holding Grok, so.
Yeah, I will.
You're holding Grok. Right in your hands.
How many points did the Knicks have in the paint last night versus the Detroit Pistons?
You often hold Grok in your hands.
I do.
It's a big Grok. Hard in the paint.
It's a big Grok.
I'm sure, yeah.
The Knicks had 44 points in the paint.
It felt, this game felt very even.
Like, yeah,
it
I mean.
It did, I, you know.
It felt like a tackle football game is what it felt like.
That's what the whole series, that's what the NBA playoffs has been. It's definitely been different.
I've watched some of these other games. They haven't been like this.
I don't know about it. I mean, some of them have been really physical.
I'm telling you, Josh Hart had 9 tackles last night.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Well, Game 6 will be tomorrow night in Detroit. And remember, they have not won a home playoff game in 15 years. So they were jacked up for it and missed out on 2 opportunities. Now they get another one to try and send it back to the Garden for a Game 7. Then you had the Pacers. So the Knicks are still playing. The Pacers and Celtics are done. They close things out. Indiana had a tough time with Milwaukee last night, but ultimately got the biggest shot late.
Here comes Halliburton. Hits the timeline with 7. Outside the arc with 5. Driving in the lane at the goal. He lays it in with 1 3/10 seconds to go. Milwaukee has no timeouts.
And did you see the Milwaukee possession right before this?
I did not.
Milwaukee should have won this game. And they were bringing the ball up. And I was going back and forth, so I don't know who the hell was doing what, but they had the ball, and they were bringing it up into the front court, and they one Milwaukee player threw it to another, and it went right through his legs out of bounds. And that's how Indiana got the ball back.
Yeah.
Well, and Milwaukee had the lead.
Remember the play with the Knicks with the ball going through Bridges' hands and out of bounds? I mean, it happens, you know?
Yeah, but it was just such a, I don't know, just such a miscue on the part of Milwaukee. I mean, they had the game won.
And their series and season is now over. They lost 119-118. That was Halliburton with the go-ahead hoop, 26 on the night. The problem here is his dad. His dad then, moved to the court with a towel with his son's picture on it and taunted Giannis, and Giannis was not having it or was not happy about it.
I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for his son, and I'm happy that he's happy for his son. That's how you're supposed to feel. But coming to me and disrespecting me and cursing at me, I think it's totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable.
Understood. And here was Halliburton on the incident.
You know, as far as the incident between Giannis and my pops, I had no idea it happened until I got to the back and was showed the video. Me and my pops have talked about that, and I don't agree with, you know, what transpired there from him.
Yeah, I would hope not. So
yeah, I mean, it's just
for Tyrese for saying
it's
that.
It's insane, and good for Giannis handling himself in the way that he did too. I mean, there was a longer clip that Jerry played a piece of it from, and he basically he couldn't have handled himself better. He could have laid
the
into this
four
guy.
Minutes long.
Yeah, he could have laid into this guy. He could have knocked him out on the court if he wanted to.
Boo.
Antetokounmpo. There's so many guys in the league that wouldn't have been able to handle themselves that way, and Tyrese Halliburton's dad would have been just cold cocked.
Laid out.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, it takes a lot of professionalism for Giannis to handle it the way that he did. But what an a-hole. I mean, my God. You know, I mean, it's not like Giannis is some sort of jerk who is taunting everybody all the time, and he was like asking for this type of reaction. That guy's one of the classiest players in the league.
Yep.
I mean, what a joke.
Yeah, this was unnecessary for sure.
Yeah, there was a Gary Trent Jr. out of bounds turnover at 10.1 seconds to go with Milwaukee up 118-117. That's the play I was talking about.
Maybe how about that?
Maybe Halliburton's dad should have yelled at that play.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Getting Gary Trent Jr.'s face.
Who knows?
Say you choked.
So the Pacers advance. Celtics advanced as they kind of did what the Cavaliers did to the Heat the other day. 120-89. Not quite as bad, but 120-89. So Boston wins it in four straight. And the Nuggets have taken a 3-2 series lead on the Clippers.
Rebound tipped out and grabbed by Christian Brown. 6 seconds left for Denver. Christian has it for three. Yeah! 16-point lead for Denver. 2 seconds left. Inbound Zubac. Knocked out of bounds by CB. You rock him, you chock him, and then you steal from him.
Wow. See, this is what the Knicks needed to do last night.
Yeah, I agree.
You're right.
But that's a championship caliber group right there.
131-115, the final. That was Brown with the basket. But Jamal Murray hit 8 threes and scored 43 on the night. All right, let's get to the baseball. The Mets had one of those great innings defensively. You had a deflected ball off of a diving Vientos right into the hands of Lindor, who fires over to first for an out. And then right after that, the next batter.
0-1. Uriel crushes the ball to left center field. Taylor over, racing to the gap, dives, and he makes the catch! Sliding onto the warning track. Oh, my goodness! What a last minute and a half for the New York Mets defensively.
Yeah, and then the inning would end with a great play by Lindor at shortstop, and then Alonso makes a great play in the fifth inning at first base. And in the middle of this, Juan Soto fell all over himself. But for the most part,
you know that defense wins championships.
Defense can win championships. You're not kidding. But that was a hell of an inning defensively for this team. That's the play there on TV on CBS
Crazy.
Sports Network. Yeah, it was pretty good. It really was. And then with the Mets up, so they're up 7-0. Like I said to Al, you can make the case the game's over, but because of what happened in Washington the other day, the game's not over. And so then Pete Alonso comes up in the bottom half of the inning.
3-2 pitch. This one is Pete's thing. Another rocket shot to left. Off the facing of the second deck. An absolute laser beam by Alonso. Solo home run to make it 8-0. His seventh of the year. Career home run 233. He hit that one out of sight.
And so that was Keith Rad both times on Mets Odyssey Radio. 8-3 would be the final score as the Mets continue to win at home. First on the defense, this was Taylor on Mets Odyssey Radio afterwards talking about what a performance.
Yeah, that was awesome, you know. I think everybody was present. Everybody was on their toes that inning, and it was nice to give Petey a little break right there.
That's David Peterson he's talking about, who threw into the sixth inning for the win. In terms of their record, 21 wins now in the month of April with another game tonight. More importantly, how about 13-1 at Citi Field? This is Alonzo.
We have a great environment here, like whether it's fan reception, like creature comforts of home, like in the clubhouse, and familiar faces like from staff and stuff like that. So this is it's a great environment to play. So, I mean, it's been really, really special.
And they will play again tonight against the Diamondbacks. First pitch on 880 Mets Odyssey Radio at 7:10 p.m. As for the Yankees, so Trent Grisham leads off the game with a home run. Aaron Judge goes back-to-back and a belly-to-belly, and then comes up Ben Rice.
0-1. Uriel crushes the ball to left center.
Gibson deals. Pitch swing on line drive right field. Laureano going back. He's looking up. That's good! Oh, baby! Ben Rice, line drive, home run, just above the scoreboard in right field. It's 3-0 Yankees.
Hey now.
Nice timing there, yeah. So back to back to back, and a belly to belly to belly. And then you would get another home run from Rice in the second inning. Cody Bellinger, by the way, homered in the first inning. They hit four home runs, scored five runs in the first, and they just annihilated the Orioles 15-3. Here was Rice on Yes. So were you thinking long ball after Grisham and Judge?
Yeah, it might have crossed my mind, I'm not going to lie. But you can't go up there thinking like that. You just got to simplify everything, just look to make some hard contact, and that was my approach.
By the way, Judge now he was 2-for-3 last night with the home run and two walks. He is now batting .412. You know, Alonzo's doing great at batting .363, I think it is. Well, pretty a little bit even better for Judge. They led 12-0 after the fifth inning in this game. And Carlos Rodon was perfect through five, I believe it was. He wound up going 6 for the win. Were you thinking of that?
You know, I knew it was there. It's just, once again, you know, big lead. Just try to attack the zone. So it's kind of in the back of your head, but you just keep going.
And he has pitched very well this season so far. Aside from a few bad pitches, he's been pretty good and pretty dominant last night. Carlos Carrasco, the start tonight on the fan at 6:35. The Yankees are 18-12 and leading the AL East.